Good morning, Big Tower Man. I have to deal with so many fucking women. Some of them are quite smart, like really on the ball. They show brains, they show initiative, they get off their ass, they find things out, they research, and then they apply what they find, you know what I mean? But there are women at the other end of the spectrum who are fucking morons, you know? They don't know, they won't find out. They've got things sitting on the desk right in front of them and they won't look at it and read it and tell me what's on the document. You know, fucking no. And so there's a community organisation. See, I wanted to learn how to knit because technically it's a sort of a composite of mathematics, like a computer code, you know, all sort of computer code has its actual origins in the very first written programs for weaving mills, you know, that they put, you know, in the old, the wooden versions that preceded, you know, punch cards, you know, that when certain sort of cards went through the fucking thing and they had certain holes in certain positions, certain pins would drop through and certain parts of the loom would activate and drop in certain coloured threads at certain positions, and then it would weave, you know, the weaving loom would weave, and you know, that's where computers came from, basically fucking weaving. So knitting is actually a fairly complex sort of code, but and it's not hard, but I don't use it. I've never fucking, you know, I've had a bit of a look at it and gone, well, I've never been educated on the subject, so I don't know what's involved with it. You know, I'm not sort of stupid. I can kind of, you know, that this sort of stitch has this sort of code and the way the stitches are sequenced together, and then when you go to sort of knit where the hole for the arms is, so then you can knit on the fucking sleeve around the hole and then produce the sleeve from that hole. I kind of get that, but I don't know how to use it because I've never fucking done it, you know, and I've never had anybody really good to sort of educate me, and I kind of like to get things right the first time because I just hate fucking it up and having to repeat, you know what I mean? I'd rather do the extra work to get it right the first time and have it work really well rather than going, oh fuck, oh, I didn't know that, you know, and then having to repeat the whole fucking thing or significant parts of it, you know what I mean? So I contacted this community organisation that I thought, well, and I asked them, I said, can you run a knitting course by someone who can help with patterns and knitting per se so that I can design and make a special kind of jumper first go? And the moron from this fucking community group, you know, says, hi Shane, we have a knitting group that meets every Tuesday afternoon at the community centre. I'm sure that they would make great teachers. Okay. Remember that. We have a knitting group. And I said, you know, they didn't provide any other fucking information. You know, this is the fucking brains, you know what I mean? What time does it start? How much does it cost? Who's the contact person for this, you know? And so, you know, I was just irritated that this community sort of place has staffed by women and they are as dumb as all fuck, you know? Women are, there are really stupid women around, you know? And so I wrote, The last knitting/craft group I joined was a bunch of fat bitches who sat around gossiping about who was fucking who in the ass behind the pub on Saturday night. That's true. Oh, my daughter was down there fucking some guy and he's always fucking her in the ass and she's complaining that her ass is sore and then she goes back to her husband and fucking... These fat bitches were sitting around saying that, you know? And so I continued. You know, who was fucking who in the ass behind the pub on Saturday night? They didn't know shit from clay and could not write or read knitting patterns either. Oh, but all the gossip. Oh, well, I heard, you know. Okay, aiming this back at the person. Okay, I despise playing email ping pong. It should not have to be taking days and sending messages backwards and forwards. You should have supplied this information up front. What time, for how long and how much, and who is the contact person and what is their phone number? And so the dumb fuck number one, because there's two of them in this, you know. Hi Shane, most knitting groups are free to join, but if you're wanting tutoring, teaching, then online via YouTube, etc. might suit you better. See, so the idiot's changed position. She hasn't supplied the information that I've asked for. She didn't do it at the outset. And when I've asked her to, can you supply me this information, she's changed her tack from, you know, I'm sure that they would make great teachers, you know, to go look it up on fucking YouTube. And then dumb fuck number two, this is like a more senior fucking administrator, you know, fucking dumb cunt, you know. Hi Shane, sorry to hear your last experience wasn't what you were expecting. This site is manned by volunteers, and as the message states, we will endeavour to reply as soon as humanly possible. I do object to your use of strong language on messages, and will have no more contact if it continues. All groups and classes are advertised on our site. Please find information from there. Regards, you know, the brain dead cunt. And so I responded to the brain dead cunt. I said, no, you've done a piss poor job in replying. You know, because she didn't actually, this place has almost nothing going for it. You know, nothing fucking going for it. And they run these fucking courses and they have all the information and they've been asked, you know, two or three times in a fucking row, who's the contact person? What time does it start? How long does it go for? How much does it cost? Who's the contact person and what's their number? Been asked twice and they still haven't fucking done it. Two different women have fucked this up, you know. So I wrote back, no, you have done a piss poor job in replying and gossiping fat bitches are fat bitches who thrive on gossip. Kind of like flies on shit. They are all over it. And maybe, just for being so weak-minded and a pathological liar and a hypocrite, you can consider yourself to be fired for being such a useless woman. You know, these fucking morons are so stupid. You know, they're sitting around on their asses going, ni-ni-ni-ni-ni-ni, well, I heard fucking so-and-so, well, she's a fucking real bitch, she is, well, fucking... he was fucking her and she was fucking him and that's when you don't play that game, it's just like rolling a hand grenade right up the fucking aisle into the middle of the wedding party, you know what I mean? The big bullshit trip, you know, just goes fucking skywards. So when you stop playing those fucking games and you start putting them on the spot for their shit, oh my God, they don't like it, you know? And how come, you know, if I'm asking twice in a fucking row, what time does it start? how long does it go for, who's the contact person for it, you know, what is their number, and how much does it cost? Twice they had the opportunity to ask, answer that, provide that fucking information, and both of these fucking idiot women fucked it up. And so when I followed the queue, all groups and classes are advertised on our site. Right? Two dumb fucks have got this information of what, they're the ones running the fucking courses. They're the ones that are printing the flyers. They're the one are publishing the information. They're the ones that are putting it on the website. And do you know what's on their fucking website? There's no fucking knitting courses. The only thing is a how to use your sewing machine course. You know? That's how fucking stupid these women are. You know? Just, you know? Do you get that? Fuck, you know? And so that's why, you know, you get all these fucking, you know, the flotsam and jetsam of society with, you know, they don't even have fucking IQs. They just, you know, they're too stupid to be dumb. You know what I mean? But this is how they operate. So, if I want to learn how to knit, you know, like competently and from get it right from the first go, more or less, you know, buy a book. Get a book on knitting. You know? You know? I mean, this is how I learned how to warp time and space with computers, you know? Read, consult, look up, research, try, you know? Follow procedures that appear to make sense, you know? Yet these fucking women can't tell shit from clay. You know? All right, I'll leave that there.